What's up, everybody?
What's up? Hey, guys.
It's your boy, Shadi.
And your girl, Nikki.
And this is the 411. So as you guys know, on this week's Social 411, we will be bringing you guys some info from a very, very special guest. We have Michaela Moses in studio, and she is a semi-finalist for Miss and Mrs. Township South Africa. So, you know, COVID-19 came, it ruined our lives. But life has to go on. So this is giving you the 411 on participating in a pageant during COVID-19 and more. So, welcome, Michaela. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm well. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
So,
thanks for having me on your show, guys.
We are so happy.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
So, Michaela, can you give us a short description of, like, you know, who you are and where you come from and a little more on why you're doing what you're doing?
Okay, cool. So, I'm basically born and bred from Eastern Pretoria, and I'm a young mother. I'm also very ambitious, driven, and I have goals just like any other female out there. I'm doing what I'm doing is I feel like I have gone through so many different experiences and things at such a young age where I feel like I have I've God given experience and a testimony to share to other girls out there and trying to inspire and empower other girls as well. So that's kind of my drive. Yeah.
Awesome. So what or who inspired you to pursue this career or this hobby?
Okay, well, I've always, from a young age, and Nikki, you would know, from a young age, loved to be in front of the mirror. But growing up, the person that I can definitely say that inspires me is Kim Kardashian, from then till now. And
yeah, she's inspired many women.
Yeah. And I'm one of those that really, so she's definitely someone who's inspired me.
Okay, so question three, what is your pros and cons? Or what are the pros and cons that you've experienced on modeling and pageants, and especially during COVID-19 times?
Okay, I would say that I'll start off with the cons. It's very difficult, especially for a girl like me that has a child, not being married and being young, to actually enter or to break into this pageantry. So I'm very fortunate to actually have found a pageant that accepts me, you know, being that, you know. And I mean, there's many different women doing things. I mean, there's moms working. Why can't a single mother be, you know, in a pageant? But then also the pros to being in the industry is, you know, a lot of self-confidence gets built, a lot of exposure, networking. And I mean, it's the beauty industry. You know, what girl wouldn't dream to be in it, you know?
Exactly.
But then also doing things in during this pandemic is really difficult. Because what I've now experienced now is a lot of it is more digital. You know, you're getting Zoom videos now, or, you know, chatting via WhatsApp or calls. And also, I mean, with Mandela Day coming up, we have charity runs coming up. But then you have to be so careful during this pandemic as well, because the numbers are just increasing.
That's true.
I can say that it's trying times, and it just makes us stronger. And things shouldn't just stop. We just need to do things more careful. Because, you know, honestly, it's our new normal, if you think about it.
It is.
It really is, yes.
So, okay. And how did you achieve your success of today?
Okay, To be blunt and honest, I would have never been able to make it where I am today without my family, my parents. I believe that if you have a great, like, support structure, you can really achieve anything. So that has really been my greatest, you know, support to where I am today. So, I'm just going to leave it with that.
Perfect.
So what are your thoughts on the impact of modeling on the youth today? Like, how do you think modeling or pageants has an impact or influence on, you know, like, young girls that see Kim Kardashian or see you or see Nikki and think, that's who I want to be like when I'm grown?
So, like, I can say that times have really, really changed, where, you know, back then it was you had to be a certain way to be a model.
Yeah.
But times have now really evolved where you can be any shape, size, height. you know, and still you can thrive in it. So it's nice to see, you know, different types of women doing what they're doing in the industry, because it makes it easier for girls to look up and be like, oh no, I want to be like Nikki, I want to be like Kayla, I want to be like, you know, Kim Kardashian. So yeah, that's it.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, guys, so that is Michaela Moses, and we are done with the first half of the interview, and we're just going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be back shortly. So do enjoy this good, good music. We will be giving you Kygo featuring Kelly Rowland with Carry On. Enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, such a cool jam, like, who would have thought of this odd combination? We had Ty Dolla Sign featuring Kanye West, FZ Twigs, FK Twigs, and Skrilla with Ego Death. And guys, when I first saw this collaboration, I wasn't ready, and listening to it,
I must say, Shati, thanks for bringing the vibes. You know, you're always teaching me new music, eh?
It's a you scratch my back, I scratch your back situation, you know.
That kind of, yes. So, guys, if you just tuned in, it is the 411 with your girl, Nikki.
And your boy, Shadi.
And we have a special guest. So, we have Michaela Moses in the building. And as we've said before, like, she is doing big things. She is a semi-finalist for Miss Township South Africa, representing Gauteng. So, we interviewed some, like, you know, we asked her some questions earlier on. So, we're just going to jump back while go through the rest of the questions. So, Kayla, what does the term modeling mean to you?
Modeling. Well, modeling is basically representing yourself, but also representing something bigger than yourself, which is a brand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's modeling.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so what is or what are your morning motivation quotes or morning motivation songs?
Well, firstly, before I even open my eyes, I do thank God for another day, you know, because especially in times like this, we need to be grateful. There's a lot of rest in peace. When I wake up and look at social media, a lot of rest in peace. So I'm very grateful that I get to see another day. But then I like to listen to my Travis Scott, you know, into that.
Okay, what song is Travis Scott?
I like Wake Up by Travis Scott, and Goosebumps will always be one of
my
favorites.
Goosebumps will always be. Fire. I agree.
Yeah. It's fire. Yeah. No, that's a vibe. That's a vibe.
So,
if you could start all over again, is there anything you would do differently based on your experience thus far?
Okay. I think if I could do anything differently, it would definitely be to push myself at an earlier stage and not doubt myself as much. Because like I said in the previous half, that because of the position I'm in, being a young mother, it kind of puts a lot of doubt in you. Like, okay, I can't, you limit yourself, you box yourself, you can't do this, you can't do that. Self at an earlier stage, and maybe I would have achieved things, you know, earlier. But I mean, there's a time for everything and a reason for everything. So,
and I just need to say that everybody runs their own race at their own space. So, like, don't forget that you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be right now. So
that's what I had to learn. Honestly, yeah.
Okay, so if you could be born into a different era of modeling in terms of the industry, which era would it be?
This is a tough one.
That one is tough, because if you look at back then, things were so more like, this is how it is. There's no, like, it was very narrow-minded. So I don't think a girl like me, being built the way I am, being so petite, all of that, I would have actually fit in a category. So I think where I am today and the era that I'm in today, I'm kind of safe. So I wouldn't want to be in a different era in terms of modeling, you know, maybe fashion and stuff, but modeling, no. I think I'm where I'm supposed to be, you know,
especially for pageants, like for us short girls, like, it was gonna be a no-no. Like, they were gonna say, where you even, like, go home, like, what are you doing there? You know, so it's really, really a blessing that they open that, especially like for us short girls. So it's a nice platform for us short girls.
Of course, yeah.
And then, so which brand is your dream brand? and like, you know, to do for like to do a campaign for? If you had to choose a model to do the campaign with, who would you choose, dead or alive?
Okay, I would definitely go for Calvin Klein.
Hey.
Or and I would definitely do this with Kim Kardashian, obviously, and also for Yeezy, like Calvin Klein and Yeezy, my number one and two, and definitely Kim Kardashian because of the influence this woman has in this world.
She does have a great influence.
You know, I wouldn't want anyone else. So
okay, and Calvin Klein is so nice. Like, and did you guys see that new advert of Calvin Klein with like the different like there's five of the same person, but they're like modeling on each, they're like posing on each other. I love that video.
They really are, they're evolving. I just love it. I just love the fit, the everything. They just do it for me.
Yeah, I love that.
Definitely.
Okay, so the last question. What advice do you have for young people that want to become models or enter into pageants?
Well, I would be just straightforward and tell them to just go for it. If they have a dream into going to modeling, into pageantry, I mean, the world is your oyster. In today's world, anything you want, you can achieve. Just work hard at what you want. I mean, join modeling agents, connect where you can. Networking is very, very, very good. And just go for it. There is no limit to what you can do. Really no limit.
True. And like, don't care about your height or if you're a mom.
Your physical appearance does not limit you. Exactly. Who you are does not limit you. And like I told you guys, I really had to learn the hard way. But I'm grateful. I'm very grateful.
All right.
You're doing a good job thus far. Well then. Okay, guys.
Okay. So, Kayla, can you maybe just tell the listeners, like, how they can go about voting? When does voting close? Like, just, you know, run them through what they can do in terms of socials, and also just drop down your, you know, give them your social media pages so they can actually go look and, you know, go check your profile.
Okay, guys. So basically, voting lines close on the 31st of October. If you want to vote, actually not if you want to, please do vote. All you need to do is SMS Michaela Moses to 36996. And it's R5 and an SMS. I know that is a lot, but guys, trust me, it will mean the world to me. Votes is unlimited. You can vote as many times as you want. Also, if you can go on Facebook and follow and like my Facebook page, which is Michaela Moses, Miss Township, South Africa, 2020. Also, follow me on Instagram, keeks_m1, information over there. So, yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate this opportunity as well. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm representing Estes as well. So, this is really an honor for me to be on a local radio station. It means a lot.
Hey, I must just give you this. Sorry, Nikki. I must just give you this one compliment. You have a really, really beautiful smile, eh?
Ah, thank you.
She's known for that.
Thank you.
So with that, we're going to play Katy Perry featuring Daddy with Smile, and we dedicate it to you, and we wish you all the success with this pageant. And I'm definitely going to vote for you, so I urge Easterers to vote. And tell your friends to tell their friends to tell your neighbors.
You did an awesome job, right?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for what you're doing also for our community.
We're trying, girl. We're trying, but we love it.
Thank you,
So that was Michaela Moses, guys, on the Social 411. Yes.
Only on Port FM.